Washington State's electric vehicle law is being widely ignored, according to a new report. Just 2% of the state's motor pool is electric. Many cities and counties have no electric vehicles. That's even though the law sets today as the deadline for all vehicles in government fleets to run on electricity or biofuel. There is, however, a catch. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Anti-gasoline activist Matthew Metz with the group Cultura explains the catch.
All cars and trucks driven by public entities are supposed to be 100% powered by electricity or biofuels, to the extent practicable.
That's the key phrase in the decade-old law. To the extent practicable leaves a lot of wiggle room. The city of Seattle has found it practical to have a 5% electric fleet. No other government has matched even that percentage.
Well, a lot of them hide behind the idea that it's not practical yet. So well, they say, well, we don't have to because it's not practical. And that's basically where their analysis stops.
Big county governments like Snohomish and Spokane have no electric vehicles. That's also true for state schools known for their environmental programs, like Western Washington University or Evergreen State College. Peter Moulton is with the Washington State Energy Office.
The available vehicles have only been in the marketplace for the last couple of years.
Moulton says the state is unable to enforce the law or help local governments kick their gasoline and carbon habit.
You really want us to do this and you got to give us some money. You got to have bodies doing this. It can't just be on a piece of paper.
Moulton says since last year, one out of five new vehicles purchased by the state government has been electric. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan.